time to see who's in love more. And here's our host of the game show, Mike Saroy.
Thank you, Donovan. My name is Shale Sidois. I'm your host for the very special Valentine's Day edition of the Juliewed Game.
Yay.
Let's meet our contestants. Okay. We have a Texas Radio Hall of Famer, one of my best friends in the whole world. It's Norm Hitzkus and his lovely bride, Mary. Hello.
Hi there. Hi, honey.
Okay.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Okay. There she is.
Mary.
Another contestant. We have Norm's co-host, one of my best friends in the whole world, Donovan Lewis, and his better half, Twiggy.
Hey, Twiggy.
We just lost Mary.
I think that fraction's actually better, 3/4, Mike.
Probably.
Very true. We also have Julie Dobbs and her main squeeze, Kelly.
We have to get Mary back.
I know.
Okay.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, Kelly!
Hey, I have an idea. Since Norm and Mary are in the same place, why don't they get on a microphone together?
Okay, well, I don't know if she'll be able to hear.
Just go with me on this. Just go with me on this.
Okay.
All right. Mary is now joining Norm in his broadcast position in their beautiful home in Little Elm,
Texas.
Hey, I signaled Mary into the glass office, and here she comes.
All right.
And here she is. So Mary.
Okay.
Okay, we're sharing a
There you go.
Hey, Mary.
All right, if you don't know how to play the Newlywed or the Juliewed game, you will figure it out. It's pretty simple. We're going to start with the ladies in round one. I sent all these questions to all the men. They've given me their answers. Their answers are locked in. They're hermetically sealed right in front of me. So I asked the boys. I'll be asking the girls right now. You have to answer on the spot, and let's see what you say. I'll be keeping track of points. Mary, you or Norm, who said I love you first?
Me.
Norm said Norm did.
Oh.
No point. No points awarded. Twiggy, same question. Who said I love you first?
Donovan.
Donovan said Twiggy said it first. Julie, same question. Who said I love you first, you or Kelly?
Kelly.
Kelly said Kelly, and that is a point for Team Julie and Kelly.
Kelly, what a suck-up you are, man. Golly.
All right, let's move on. That was an easy one. They're going to get harder.
Oh, that was easy?
That was very, yeah. Mary, we asked Norm, name the street your wife grew up on. What do you think Norm said, Mary?
Norm said Lake Placid.
Incorrect. Norm said Brookwood Drive. Norm, what's that?
I forgot Lake Placid. I didn't remember. And it's cheating to ask questions or to ask Mr. Google, who's got maps like this.
That is very true. All right, no points through two. Let's ask Twiggy. Twiggy, name of the street. We asked Donovan the name of the street that you, Twiggy, grew up on. What do you think Donnie said?
It wasn't a street. It was a highway. It was Highway 271.
Well, you know, I didn't say that because I had no idea, and I thought maybe we could be on the same brain wavelength, and I said Gilmer Street. And I know that's not a street, but that's the only thing I knew.
Just the name of the town.
Oh, my God.
You know I wasn't going to know the name of the street. Work with me.
All right, no points awarded. Julie, we asked Kelly, what street did Julie grow up on? What did Kelly say?
I think he probably said Dartridge.
He nailed this. Kelly said Dartridge in Dallas and Knob Oak in Austin.
Another year.
Kelly.
Yeah.
How do you know all that stuff, Kelly?
I already
We actually live a street. We live a street over, so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's easy.
He tells me every time we go on a walk, I tell him the exact same thing. Like, hey, this is my old street. I know, Julie. That's how I know he knows.
Man.
All right, Team Julie and Kelly have 2 points. Nobody else has any.
What a rigged game this is.
All right. Mary, we asked Norm what your favorite flavor of ice cream was.
Oh, my God. Vanilla.
She said vanilla.
I'm still going to fail.
What'd you say?
Vanilla.
Vanilla is correct. That
All
is
right.
the point. Norm and Mary are on the board. Twiggy?
You got this.
We asked Donovan.
Oh, my God. Peppermint.
Peppermint is correct. He is doing the cheese dance.
I tell you what, though, I had another flavor built in, and I erased it and put peppermint because
What was it?
And I don't even know if she likes this, but I just said butter pecan because everyone loves butter pecan.
Oh, she said yes.
That's a good one.
Okay, all right. Phew.
All right.
We got a point.
Julie, same deal.
Oh, we know they're going to nail this.
What did Kelly say your favorite flavor of ice cream was?
It's a little hard because I don't love ice cream, but I always go chocolate. What'd you say?
What'd you say, Kelly?
She doesn't eat ice cream, so I just went with vanilla.
Yep. Incorrect.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, the sweet Kelly finally got one wrong. Oh, did he get one wrong?
There's a fissure.
Yes. Still winning.
Still winning. 2-1-1. Team Julie and Kelly are in the lead. All right, Mary. We asked Norm, if your wife describes you as a superhero, who would it be?
Ooh, wow.
Ooh.
That's a good one. Does Sherlock Holmes count as a superhero?
Counts for me, but that is not correct. Norm said Superman, but in parentheses he said, we never watch any superhero stuff. So no point awarded. All right, Twiggy, same question. If you had to describe Donovan as a superhero, who would you describe him?
I'm going to say the Black Panther.
Oh! Hey. Not correct.
No.
He said Black Dynamite. He said Black Dynamite.
Handyman.
What the hell? What the hell is that?
Who's Black Dynamite? From In Living Color?
No, yeah. Handyman.
Because we like that sitcom, so...
Wow. I wish you said handyman.
Handyman. Wow.
All right. Same question, Julie. We asked Kelly to say, if your wife describes you as a superhero, who would it be? Who do you say?
Man, I don't know. I'll have to go with our son's favorite, Hulk. No.
Kelly said Superman. Why'd you say that?
I said, because she won't be able to come up with any other one. So.
I should have gone with the generic.
All right. No points awarded there.
Uh-oh.
This one's some people will be favored, some people will not. Mary, we asked your hubby, what's your wife's favorite emoji?
I would have to say the pure heart emoji.
Oh, Norm, what'd you say?
Smiley face.
It's probably the only emoji he knows.
That's got to be one.
Right.
That's got to be one.
Smiley face.
Yeah, that's the only one Norm knows.
Yeah, exactly.
I've seen my wife generously uses emojis at times, and they're smiley faces.
Well, that's not her favorite. She uses a lot. All right, Twiggy, same question. We asked Donovan, what's your wife's favorite emoji?
The emoji with the one eye closed, with the tongue out, and one eye open. I don't know what that one is.
Yeah, you know what? She may be right about that. I put the black thumbs up. You do that a lot.
I do that a lot, too.
All right, no points again to our leaders, Team Julie and Kelly. Julie, what did Kelly say was your favorite emoji?
I really like that one that Twiggy just explained. So it might be that, but I'm going to go with cry laughing.
Kelly?
No, I went with the smack your face, the little blonde girl that has her hand over
face palm.
Face palm.
Oh, yeah, I do that. I do that a lot. Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
That's a popular one.
All right, still 2-1-1 here in the Juliewed game. This is round one. Mary, we asked Norm, or we asked, what's your husband's favorite thing that you wear?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to go with my yoga pants.
Norm said, my first reaction would be to say nothing.
Oh, gosh, it's a family show.
But
now.
I'll go with Lululemon yoga pants. That is a point.
What a long answer that was. Does it fit on the card?
You have met Norm, haven't you?
Okay, my bad. You're right.
All right, Twiggy, same question. What's your husband's favorite thing that you wear?
I'm my God. Jeans?
I'm going to give it to
him.
Right, yes! He said jeans and boots.
Okay.
Yes. Looking for boots now.
Yes.
I love it. That's a point for you guys. We're a three-way tie, but they can maintain their lead here. Julie, what did Kelly say his favorite thing that you wear is?
Man, I don't even know. I'm going to go sweatpants because he knows I'm happy in them.
Kelly, what'd you say?
I went with Stars gear. We're struggling Stars here gear. Now. But
yeah. We started strong.
Yeah, what a hot start you guys had. Up, yeah.
All right, we got two more in this segment. We got to move. Mary, I asked Norm, if your wife had to pick an actress to play you in a movie, who did he choose? Or who would you choose?
Oh, my gosh.
Who would you choose to play you?
That's a hard one. I'll go with, I think, his favorite, which is Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep is correct. We have a new leader. Same question, Twiggy. If you had to pick an actress to play you in a movie, who would you choose?
Who would Donovan choose?
Who Donovan thinks you would choose for yourself.
Oh, this is not going to be good. Who would play you?
Yeah. Who would you choose for yourself, essentially?
Oh, I don't know.
Sandra Bullock.
Nia Long.
I seriously thought about that. Seriously.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who'd you go with?
I think I went with Viola Davis.
Viola Davis. No point
Viola
awarded.
Davis.
But, I mean...
I like her, but
that's better than Handyman, I tell you that damn much. So let's even it out here
Damon
a little bit.
Who do you watch all the darn time? Damon Wayans.
But your superhero is Handyman.
He really said Blank Man.
Oh, gosh. All right, Julie, same question.
Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon is correct.
Yay! That had to be the easiest one out there for that.
All right, last one this segment, then we'll switch it all around. Mary, you are up. The question to Norm was, what was your first fight about?
Oh, my gosh, our first fight about. Yeah. That's a tough one. I'll say where to go out for dinner.
Norm went uber political and said, I have no memory of this.
Oh, my God.
That's a smart man. Yeah.
Smart man knows when to sacrifice a point
that
in
was
a dumb game show.
That was the first,
man,
that was the first one I answered.
I don't have any idea. All right, Twiggy.
That was worth a point.
Yep, worth a point. Twiggy, same question. What was your what did Donovan say your first fight was about?
Oh, Lord. It's probably about not communicating about something.
Donnie, what'd you say?
That's what I fight from normally about.
It was
not communicating about something.
The start time of our wedding. I'm right.
That's the best.
You are right.
Thank you. Okay.
We almost didn't get married because of that.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Last one, Julie. What did Kelly say your first fight was about?
I don't think this is going to be right, but along those lines, how much he drank for his bachelor party two nights before our wedding.
Kelly says, I was supposed to meet her parents, but went and watched football with my friends instead. And then he said, parentheses, it sounds worse than it was.
Okay. I remember that. I was angry.
Yeah, you were mad about that one. That was
very... You were right.
All right. Julie Kelly has three. Norm Mary has three. Twiggy and Donovan have two. We will return for round two of the Juliewed game. Thanks, Donnie. We are pressing on for part two of the Juliewed game. We have Norm and Sweet Mary. We have Donovan Lewis and Twiggy on the phone and Julie Dobbs and her hubby, Kelly, all with us. And we're moving on. We are tied right now. Norm and Mary have 3 points. Julie and Kelly have 3 points. Donnie and Twig just behind with 2 points. It's time for the gentlemen to put their feet to the fire. The girls answered all these questions last night in email form. The guys are going to have to answer on the spot. And here we go. Norm. What did Mary say is your favorite late-night snack?
Yogurt.
Mary said yogurt. Oh, no. How easy was that? Uh-oh, Donnie's already wincing. Donovan, what did Twiggy say is your favorite late night snack?
I really don't have any late night snacks. Let's say candy.
No. Twiggy, Donovan, I'm giving you the point because she said he does not snack at night. If I really had to pick something, I don't know, cookies?
Yeah, I really don't. I don't.
You guys,
don't
yeah, pick. But they were locked in. Look, I'm a fair.
Okay.
You are a fair judge.
Firm but fair judge.
All right.
All right, Kelly, what did Julie say is your favorite late night snack?
The answer is chips.
Very confident, no very correct.
No doubt.
The answer is chips. That is correct.
It.
All right, now this is where it gets weird. Norm, I asked Mary, what's Norm's biggest pet peeve?
What is my biggest pet peeve?
Mike.
Mike Soroy. His microphone being on.
One must be tactful with this answer. What's my biggest?
I'll even give you a hint. It's something that happens around the house. That's a great hint, but.
Nothing comes to me. My biggest pet peeve.
Mary said, when the kitty is out of her crunchies.
Oh, that's exactly right. Yep.
All right. Donovan, what did Twiggy say is your biggest pet peeve?
Biggest pet peeve?
We got to go.
I know. And you can bump me if you want to.
Okay, she said being late.
Oh, my God.
I even know that one.
Yes.
Kelly, what did Julie say?
I'll go too.
Yep.
I'm going to go with when she leaves her drawers open.
Oh, absolutely correct. You guys are so hot right now.
Dresser drawers, right?
Yeah.
Okay. She'll get a pair of socks out and then just leave the drawer open.
Yeah.
You could bump into them.
She knew you would get that one.
Kelly, that happens over here too sometimes.
All right, Norm, what is... Norm, we asked Mary, what is his pet name for you?
Honey Buns.
Mare Bear. Donovan.
Oh, what?
Twig.
What?
Twig!
What? We didn't get a point?
No, you said, what'd you say?
You said Honey Buns.
Honey Buns?
She said Mare Bear.
The answer was Mare Bear.
But she answered wrongly.
So you don't get the point.
You still don't get the point.
All right, Kelly, what did she say?
So we got that one right, right?
What did she say your pet name for him was? For her.
Pet name for her?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Jules.
Yeah, Jules absolutely counts. We would have accepted Sweetie Easy. There.
Sweetie, okay.
All right, here we go. Norm, we asked Mary, one thing that you do that really annoys your husband. One thing that Mary does that really annoys you, Norm.
One thing Mary does that annoys me.
Oh, here we go. President Hitzkus answering.
No.
He's going to pivot.
Everything's perfect.
I can't think of one.
There's nothing here.
I'll even tell you it's, once again, kitty related.
One thing Mary does, she doesn't go get the kitty and bring her in at night to sleep at the foot of the bed.
Okay, everyone listen to this. Mary said the one thing that she does that annoys Norm is Mary refuses to lift the toilet seat up so kitty can drink water.
And that annoys Norm?
What is that, Norm? Because I can just hear Norm saying, well, it's just water. It's all from the same place.
Right? I mean, you guys are all with me, right?
I'm with you, Mary. That's dirty water.
Unreal. All right, Donnie, we asked Twig one thing that you do or that she does that really annoys you.
I know this has to be the answer. When she talks to me while I'm watching some sort of program and she wants me to explain what happened in 2 minutes, what's been happening for 45. She talks to me during my shows.
Twig, should we give you that one?
Yeah.
Her answer was interrupt him. point awarded.
All right, look at this judge. He's just trying to get the heck out of here.
Yeah,
we're
trying to go. Yeah. Kelly, same deal.
You slip the judge some money.
That's a tough one. I keep most of these to myself. I'm going to say cost me during a movie or a sporting event.
Julie's stuck with the drawer thing. She said it's the drawers again.
That's what I said.
I need to get these drawers nailed down.
Yeah.
Julie, let's work on the drawers. All right, here we go. We're going fast. Norm, I asked Mary, what's the one thing that you say all the time?
Great.
Great is correct. Great. All right. Donovan, same question.
What do I say so many things. What do I say all the time? Maybe a curse word I can't say on the air. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Twig, what'd you say?
Bet.
Oh, damn. Bet.
Oh, I do say that a lot. Bet.
Kelly, what did Julie say that you say all the time?
Ooh, tough one. I'm going to go with the Canadian angle. I'm going to say A.
Absolutely Canadian A. She responded EH with a question mark. I'm like, it's easy. Do you not
understand what's going on here?
All right. That is another point. We have 7 for Julie and Kelly,
yes.
5 for Donnie and Twig, 4 for Norm and Mary. Only 2 questions left. Norman, we asked Mary, what is the first movie you two saw together?
Oh, my. This is a pure sheer guess. The Notebook.
Mary, what'd you say?
I said Harry Potter.
Harry Potter was the answer. No points. Donovan, what did Twiggy say the first movie you two saw together was?
I really don't know. I don't. Oh, you know what?
Uh-oh. I think you just got it.
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction, Twiggy! Yes!
Wow. What a romantic evening.
Yes!
Yeah, that's a bizarre one.
I was going to say A Thin Line Between Love and Hate because that's when we got our marriage license. But we saw Pulp Fiction before. Bam!
All right, Kelly, you are up. What did Julie say the first movie you two saw together was?
Yeah, I have no idea. So I'm going to go with Frozen.
She also said no idea, but her guesses were maybe The Descendants or Crazy Stupid Love.
What was this, multiple choice?
Yeah, exactly. What am I supposed to
I Googled the releases in January 2011 for it.
Really?
And we saw those in the theater.
All right, last question on this very special Valentine's edition of the Juliewed game. Last one. Julie and Kelly, you're up by 1 over Donnie and Twig. Norm and Mary, you're just kind of playing along with us at this point. Norm, the location that Mary said was the place of your first kiss. This is Norm.
Front seat of my car.
Whoa.
Whoa. Shout out Crest Cadillac. Mary, tell them the truth.
The library.
Library, Norm.
Oh, yes.
Yes, now he remembers.
You guys discussed the Dewey Decimal System or something? And
more info, you two. Go ahead.
It was in the poetry section.
When he was looking for his book. Damn it, it's around here. They must all be checked out.
I am an author, I promise. I promise.
No points awarded. You guys stuck on 4. Thank you for playing. Let's go with Donovan and Twig. If you have any chance of winning this game, mm-hmm. You must get this right. Donovan, what did Twiggy say? Where did she say was the location of your first kiss?
On her lips. No, I'm kidding. outside of her dorm room in Commerce.
We're going to give it to you, although I almost had to. Twiggy said East Texas State University in Commerce. The entire campus she covered.
We smooched the whole way around. It's a small campus.
I'm going to give it to you.
Thank you.
We have a tie right now. It's all coming down to this. Kelly and Julie, you get this right. You are today's champions. Kelly, where did Julie say was the location of your first kiss?
I wish, and the answer should be the loon, but the actual answer is my townhouse in Uptown.
On the porch of his townhouse in Uptown.
Yes! Kelly, we can stay married.
Yeah. You can stay married. The newliest weds of the three of you knows each other the most. Congratulations. You win quality products from Tito's, from Pure Swing Golf, from Low T Center, and Trusted Lab. some really great companies.
Cha-ching.
Congratulations, Kelly and Julie. Happy Valentine's Day. Donnie and Twig, thank you for playing. Twiggy, we love you so much.
She gone.
Okay, she is so mad. Yeah. All my stuff is going to be on the porch when I get home.
And Norm and Mary. Mary, always a pleasure to have you joining us. We love you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. And happy Valentine's Day, handyman.
Okay, we talk to Dan and Jake next, right here on The Ticket.